It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
Greetings and welcome, everybody. Ray Adams here on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. That's right. It's the Lifestyle Show time. I'm Ray Adams. I'll be with you all hour, and I'm going to be with you all hour with Craig Renshaw, our resident PGA professional and master lifetime member. See, I added master to that, Craig, and we'll talk about that later. And Dr. Bob Denny, he's the PGA of America's historian emeritus, working for the PGA, historian for the PGA, and for this show. He's our resident best there is out there. I don't know. I mean, I think I have two of the best guys on the earth right here. We've got a lot to talk about today, folks, and we're going to get started here in just a moment, because in a little bit, we're going to cover the Founders Cup, That's right. And Debbie Wakis will join us. I'll introduce her a little bit later as she joins. But for now, I want to thank Squares Golf Shoes. Do you know there are so many things that you can do in golf to control your game? But one of the things that you can do is you can wear Squares Golf Shoes. And when you do that, you are choosing cleats, or are you choosing no cleats? And you're choosing a performance shoe. Now, it's comfortable to wear. I've worn them all day, 8-9 hours on the set and playing golf and interviewing people. I'll wear them all this week, later in the week, when I go to the Ford Championship LPGA tournament that will be at Whirlwind Golf Club at Wild Horse Pass. And we'll talk all about that a little bit later in the show. But that said, you want to get yourself a pair of squares. Cleats that changed the conversation, a shoe that disrupted the golf shoe industry a number of years ago. And I continue to talk about them. They have branched out into baseball shoes. Fabulous. They're in pickleball shoes. And I know that soon there's going to be a release of something that will astound you about Squares Golf Shoes. You want to go to SQAIRZ Squares. .com. And then we've got to thank Tour Edge. We've got the new ball, the Exotics ball, $40 a dozen. Go to touredge.com. This is a professional golf ball. If you want the Hot Launch ball, I think they're $20 a dozen. These are fabulous golf balls with all the latest and greatest technology. Go to touredge.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check out the Exotics Golf Clubs and all the other golf clubs that they have at Tour Edge. And then finally, I want to thank CertaFresh Cigar. CertaFresh Cigar is in 3,000 golf shops, gift shops, sports shops, I should say, around the country. Been there for years and years. Eric Nelson and his whole team, and of course now his son, joining to provide you the greatest of service and greatest product. All the world's finest cigars, but in a proprietary humidified tube powered by Boveda. That's right. They certify fresh for up to a year. They can logo those tubes with your nonprofit outing logos or corporate sponsor logos, corporate outings, what you need. You want to go to CertaFreshCigar.com, CertaFreshCigar.com. All right, here we are. We're back. We're really, really back. What about Matt Fitzpatrick there, Craig?
You know, he's played well the last month. He wasn't able to get it done last week. And he got it done this week. good hard golf course, one of the hardest ones that they'll play out on the tour all year. A battle back and forth, and he was able to pull it off this week. So he's been trending that way. He's had a couple opportunities, and he pulled it off this week. I think it was a nice event for him.
I mean, is there any reason that we would be surprised at all? Because he was trending last week anyway, and then all of a sudden, here he comes. I can't believe that we would be. Bob, come on in here on this.
Well, he's just another of the great latest generation of European players, and he's got that tremendous focus. People say he shows a lot much more of his personality w away from the golf course, and he's all business out there. I'm impressed with the way he handles a lot of the things, and he's in the top five in driving accuracy. How important is that today?
Well,
Yes. Yes.
most of them can't find a fairway with a compass
Yeah.
and a map.
Right. He's ninth in birdies percentage on the tour. So those are two right there. Without going into putting details, he's doing it. And last week at the Players, he came with an eyelash of, probably pulling that one off. One bad drive on the last hole was all it came down to. But he has got all this the capabilities. People are looking at him to be one of the top five or so to come in the Masters.
I would expect that Fitzpatrick would be there at the on Sunday afternoon. Craig, what about you?
Yeah, I unfortunately do not know his history at Augusta and whether or not he's played well in the past or not. So, but like I said, he's trending. He'll probably take, a week off, work on a few things, get things ready, and be ready to go at Augusta.
Well, we're going to talk the Masters in Augusta here in just a little while, and we'll talk about some players that we like and who we think are going to be there. We're going to go way out on a limb, and we'll bet a penny that we're right. And by the way, that's precious coin nowadays. We don't make them anymore. I saw Bob in there the other day. He was buying thousands of them. That was a joke, Bob. You
Yeah,
can laugh now. Well, you
if
know
I could.
they're on TV now, trying to sell you pennies for dollars. Instead of pennies on the dollar, let's switch that. For dollars on the penny, they're trying to sell you pennies. Okay, that's not golf. Anyway, silly, silly, silly. All right, we've got the Champions Tour. We have Kolegaard going on. That was an interesting golf tournament, but let's stay on this one a little bit and have a look at our leaderboard. When you look at this golf tournament, do you think that there's anything, I mean, is the Valspar going to survive? I know we're going on to Houston, then we're going on to Augusta, but does the Valspar survive all the new schedule, Craig, given all that they've said?
Boy, that's a really good question.
Because so many players dropped out.
Well, yeah, but a lot of players like the difficulty again. And I think it's a nice tune-up for Augusta. My tendency is this, my first thought is no, but I think there's enough players that like that golf course and the way you got to play that I think it might.
But again, like Cam Young said about even the players, these golf tournaments are a warm-up. All they want to do is get ready for Augusta. So the players starts it. Then you go to the Valspar. Then we're going to Houston. And these three golf tournaments, I think they're the great three warm-up events. Where am I going wrong, Bob?
No, I think you're in the right ballpark. We have one more tournament after that, the Valero Texas Open.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Forgive me.
So there's obviously a trend for those that want to stay on the tour and practice and obviously improve their standings in the FedEx Cups and points, et cetera, et cetera. So it's whoever is healthy enough, who's ever got the right schedule lined up. Those are the ones that you'll see from week to week. I don't think you're going to see anybody over 3 to 4 weeks in a row. I don't see very many of those like that. Maybe the Eric Coles of the world can do that. That's wonderful. But it's just, I just think that they are leading and trending up to get ready for Augusta. because you have to prepare yourself for a lot of different elements, as Craig would know, once you get to Augusta. It's not just getting in the fairway or hitting greens. You have to hit spots on the greens. You have to be a tremendous lag putter. All those things enter into it.
Somebody said you have to be able to hit a ball, Craig, to a place on the green that's about the size of the top of a Volkswagen. Did you ever
Yeah,
hear that?
I'm,
Did you ever hear
yeah.
that?
Yeah. I mean that, and that's, this is a Sidewinder's it's a tough driving golf course, so it's preparing these players for a lot of things. With the tour schedule being all up in the air, will they schedule, 3 weeks in a row and then take a week or two off? It depends, or how will they do that? I don't know, but I really think this tournament has been successful. I see this one hanging around.
Okay, good. Well, you've got the players, the Valspar, you've got Houston, then you got Texas. And I forgot Texas, forgive me. But I think those are definitely Augusta warm-ups. And different players will play in different ones of those to warm up. Other players are going to take some different times off. So it's scattered all over the place. Like Cam Young said, I'm going to get ready for the Masters, and championship season begins at the Masters, and that's just coming up in a few weeks, and we're going to be talking a little bit more about that. But right now, let's move on. Anything else trending at Innisbrook on the Copperhead course, Craig? I mean, you look at Matt Fitzpatrick, Xander was there. This guy, Marco Ping, really had a showing. He's an interesting guy to follow. But you look at it, Cantlie played, Spieth played. So there, Gary Woodland was there. Webb Simpson,
Snedeker.
yes. Well, Brant Snedeker was definitely a big factor. And then he kind of fell off the boards. But yeah, I mean, I think Brooks played. He played at 4 under par. Tony Finau was there. So yeah, I don't think Snedeker was happy with a 76 yesterday, but
I think it was a pretty good field. I think it was a better field than what they had down here in Palm Beach Gardens. I mean, I think there was a lot of players attended this. So, like I said,
JT
JT
played.
played. I mean, there's a it was a much better field than what they had down here. So.
Bezuidenhout was there. We go down the line, and I don't want to waste a lot of time on the show to do that. But I think there was a bunch of great players in this tournament. Although players, Keegan played, by the way, Hogard. Anyway, they're picking and choosing as they come into championship season, which begins with the Masters. Okay, all right. We will move on from the Valspar. Congrats to Fitz and his play. Let's get ready for. The Champions Tour. What about that one? Oh, and they're already writing to me. Where's Bob's Nuggets? Bob, I guess before we go there, we better get a nugget.
Okay. I was thinking about one little nugget, and that's a date in the future, and that is January 1st, 2030. Does that ring a bell with anybody? It's the date that the golf associations have established in stone now, in agreement with all stakeholders about rolling back the golf ball. And it will be a such a situation that once you get down to the dive into it, that a will reduce the elite distance for the elite golfers by maybe 15 yards, the average golfer 5 yards. January 1st, 2030.
Well, that's 100 years from now, so I don't know. And I don't know why they made it so far out. I mean, if you're going to change the ball and everybody's agreed on it, do the dadgum change in 6 months. What are you waiting 4 or 5 years for? I mean, that's just ridiculous. And to me, and with the PGA of America being violently, viciously, vehemently, I made up all those words, they're none of that. But they are definitely very outspokenly opposed to it. Right, Bob?
They're opposed. Yes.
So who knows if the ball rollback is going to happen? Craig, what about you?
Yeah, it's hard to get the toothpaste back in the in the container. I just think that they've made so many bad decisions to allow these certain things to happen, whether it was the long putter or the way they allowed the ball to continue to get longer and longer. To now they were going to roll it back. I just don't know in many, not necessarily sports, but many businesses that something like that works well. I guess if you work at Walmart and you want to roll back prices like they do, that works well. But there's not many things that you're going to sit there and say, hey, we're going to, NASCAR is going to say, oh, we're going to use the same technology we did back in 1980 now. I just don't see that. I just don't understand it. You made a bad decision and now you want to try to cover it, and it's probably not going to work well there either.
Do you think the ball should be rolled back, Craig?
There's a yes and no. No, I don't think it should ever have been allowed to get this long to begin at the beginning. But if
Well,
you've allowed it, then yes, it should. This is it. Then just put it's not going to get any longer than it is now. Just put it up there.
well, this is like the current beating on Ash Tay for using the long putter. And you got people out there that are just literally ripping him that he's anchoring, but he's not. Bob, do you
Well,
think the ball should be rolled back?
I think the ball should be rolled back to where they're establishing it by 2030. Everybody can go to Golf Digest and other locations to read more about it in great detail. But I think it should be back to a point where it's last 15 yards does not bother me at all. And I also believe that Craig's right. We've reached this point. Let's don't go any farther than that. We're not in. We don't have to go any farther than where we are now because it's
Well,
we've already established this. So that's my point. I want to just let that out there and keep it where we are.
I
Craig,
mean, look at
listen.
if you watched the tournament last yes yesterday, Fitzpatrick hit a 3 iron and a 4 iron into these par threes yesterday. That was great to see, and he hit great golf shots. I mean, you just don't see that on regular events anymore. As good as you have certain holes at a lot of golf courses, and he had hit two of them on the par threes like that. So, if you're going to move it back, do they really think 10 yards for the PGA Tour golfers and 5 yards for us is going to make that big a difference? I mean, really, is that what they're thinking is going to make a difference?
No, I don't
I
know.
mean, can you imagine if the NBA raised the height of the rim 1 inch? Do you really think it would make a difference to when people dunk? Well, we're seeing too much dunking. We're going to raise it 1 inch. Do you really think the average NBA player that makes that big a difference? So you're thinking that a guy's hitting a gap wedge is now going to hit a pitching wedge. It's probably not even a full pitching wedge. It's going to make that big a difference. They went through the groove issue, the grooves. We were going to change the grooves, and it was going to make it so much harder. And their stats got better. They got better with it. So what do we really think we're trying to accomplish here?
Yeah, I agree. I'm in Prescott, Arizona, everybody. That's up in the mountains, about an hour and a half north of Phoenix. It's 5,000 feet, and it's absolutely one of the most beautiful places on the earth. This show is coming from Prescott, Arizona, and I want to thank the city of Prescott, who I'm meeting and talking to. I want to thank the Golf Puck from Aculine Golf. Based right here in Prescott, Arizona. What a wonderful product and a sponsor. You want to go there and find out more about the Golf Puck. And I also want to thank just so many trails and lakes and beautiful places to go and be. We did a great hike yesterday. We had lunch, a picnic at Goldwater Lake, one of the most beautiful places. And then we went over to Granite Lake and we hiked and walked around. So we did two lakes yesterday. We're going to do two lakes today. And I'm going to head over and see my great friend, PGA professional, Craig, you know him, Justin Henderson, who directs all the golf out at Antelope Hills Golf Club right here in Prescott, Arizona, city-owned golf club. We did a video. It's up on my YouTube site, Match Play TV, how you find all the videos and TV shows there. So I just wanted to give a very, very nice mention of Prescott and all the fun things to do here, the places to go. The food is fabulous, by the way, and I haven't had a bad bite. We're at the Hilton Garden Inn. The restaurant here is beyond the beyond. Oh my goodness, our dinner last night, salmon over pasta. Now, why do I tell you all that? Well, it's the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. We do culinary, we do travel, we do wellness, and of course, we do all the wrapping up of golf. But right now. It's the most important thing we need to do, gentlemen. We are welcoming in a lady to this golf radio show. We're welcoming him into, well, this is my Great Women in Golf segment. Debbie Wakis has been elevated to one of the greatest women in golf. I did that a number of years ago. She's an author. She's an executive. She's a golf insider. But she's the executive director of Golf It Forward. And we're going to welcome Debbie right now. And she was at the Founders Cup, the Fortinet Founders. Debbie, welcome to the show. And as you can see, you're with Craig and Bob.
Good morning, gentlemen. And
good morning,
Craig. You're in, Ray, you're in a place where the golf ball is going to fly even farther if you're at 5,000.
We bet. And Justin might drag me out and give me a lesson or something, Craig. I'm still being ginger with my back, but I'll probably hit a few shots while I'm out there, and I'll use the golf puck to help me make sure I'm aligned perfectly. Debbie, let's get going here because you have a lot to talk about today. I want to talk about the tee, and I want to talk about the tournament, and I want to talk about upcoming things going on, and you've got a very special pearl we want to talk about. And let's start with, the Founders Cup. How did you find it in Menlo Park?
Oh, so beautiful. What a beautiful course Sharon Heights is, and tree lined, a lot of undulation, beautifully manicured, a lot of blind shots. I think the caddies really had their work cut out for them on what they needed to do. And I think, kudos to the LPGA who brought back Founders Cup. It seemed like last year in Bradenton, it was more of an afterthought than anything else. There wasn't a perch where the various pioneers were sitting and greeting the players. And this year it was brought back, a beautiful, incredible pioneer dinner. And the LPGA invited every single woman who had been invited as a pioneer to sit on the perch along with the founders and as the founders passed. So it was kind of like a little bit like old home week in the room, and you could feel just such positive energy. It was really quite uplifting. Scott Wood did an incredible job with the tournament. And as they were trying to make plans here for this week's Ford Championship here in the Valley, knowing they're going to be battling the heat. So it was a little bit of everything going on. And as you mentioned, we had one very special pearl there, who is a scholarship recipient, a Marilyn Smith scholarship recipient, and her name is Liv Cunningham. And she had the opportunity to sit on a perch and on the perch with the gals. And, they filtered in some of the prior gals who have been who sat on the perch in the past, because periodically they'd peel off Meg Mallon to go into the Golf Channel booth in order to be on air. And the same thing with Julie Inkster. They were the two pioneers who were featured this time. And Liv actually was invited by Morgan Pressel into the booth as well. So she had quite an experience in meeting a lot of the players and just taking it all in. And she sent me a picture last night that she got to meet Marilyn Smith. And the way she did that was the girls golf program, the LPGA USGA girls golf program had an event where some of the little girls all had t-shirts of the different founders, and Liv found herself with Marilyn Smith. So it was adorable.
What a great idea. What a great idea to have t-shirts that have the picture of each of the 13 different founders, maybe like in a circle or something.
Well,
am I going way down on a limb, or have they already done that?
I'll send you a picture of what they look like. Yeah.
Okay.
It was adorable.
There we go. Okay. Nelly Korda was right there. You were on the course. Tell us what you saw and the shape of the course and the difficulty of this Founders Cup. Because years and years ago when the Founders Cup started, folks, the Founders Cup was born right here in Phoenix, Arizona. And it played there for a number of years. I filmed numerous, 12 or 15 maybe more television episodes there, one with Marilyn Smith and many other of the LPGA stars. Those are classic shows, and they get re-aired every so often. Some of those players that I found with Debbie have even now retired. And they were in the middle of their career, and that was what, about 12, 10, no,
Well,
about 8 years ago.
a little bit more. Founders Cup started in 2011.
Oh,
2020 would
wow.
have been the 10th edition, and that was canceled because of COVID.
Yes.
So that would have been the 10th year, and then in 2021 it came back in New Jersey,
Yes, it
and
moved,
then
they
moved
moved it
down
out
to
of
Florida.
Phoenix. Yeah, they moved it out of Phoenix. We didn't have any women's golf here, which was a sad shame. And then they moved it around a little bit. And of course, now this year over in the, is that Menlo Park, is the Bay Area, right?
Yeah.
Right. And
It's
now,
just a
and
couple miles away from like where Stanford is from Palo Alto. So it's beautiful.
of course, and I'm sure the weather perfect. And now this week will be the Ford Championship. And this is out at Whirlwind Golf Club. And it was their last year. They've made a long-term commitment. Ford is really doing some amazing things. Let's get to that in a minute. The Gila River community there is the big sponsor and the reason why it's all happening. So LPGA golf is back. They started at Superstition Mountain, bringing it back. Then they went to Whirlwind last
Seville,
year, and now they,
Seville, and
oh,
then to
that's right. They,
Whirlwind.
yeah, I forgot about Seville. You're right. So, but now we're here, and I think the Ford will live here for a while. Okay, let's go back. What about this Founders Cup? I mean, yes, there's all the nostalgia, the memory, the thinking of the founders. What do you make of the leaderboard and our eventual winner? Nelly, did her best, but she couldn't keep up. Tell us about it.
Well, she was very close, and I think the course plays itself so well that, on any given day, anyone can win because, like I said, the course is so narrow, it's tree lined. You have to be very accurate with your shots. During the pro-am, we found the greens to be inconsistent. Some were very hard and fast, and some were more receptive than others. And so, in addition, those greens, there are so many places that they can place pins. And where you hit into the hole is just it is so incredibly important as to where the ball will end up. And there isn't anything flat about any of them. So, and some of them are slower than others, and some are faster, obviously, the opposite. So, you really have the girls really had to do their homework with their caddies to know what they
Yeah.
were doing and how they were approaching things. But the rough was incredibly long.
Was it
Like
really? How high was it?
lose golf balls high.
Losing golf balls in the rough high.
The club members said that the last few weeks they were having difficulty playing the course because the rough was so high. So
All
you
right,
know
very
that they
quick.
prepped the course beautifully.
All right, very quickly. Craig, question for Debbie on the Founders Cup. Bob, you're next.
Are they going to stay in out in Menlo for a while? My only complaint about that tournament is they keep moving around too much.
Yeah, they
Yeah, I
do.
think they have found a great sponsor in Fortinet, and I think it will stay there for at least 3 years. They have a 3-year contract. They have a 3-year commitment. So,
Right, good.
and the members were just gaga over the experience and at their club, as were the players. I think they loved the course. And for the LPGA, it's a great thing because once you have to you learn a new place, it's easier the next time around to say, how do we make it even better without
Yeah.
with that much more insight. So yeah.
All right, Bob.
Well, that tournament also, Debbie, competes with the NCAA championships for men and women. And I know it's difficult to do that, but this tournament also got some really added notes with the TrackMan coverage, more drone coverage. It added more to it. So at least we're seeing that now. How do you evaluate it?
I think I totally agree with you, Bob. I think that that's a really great part of what's happened with the LPGA and stepping up and getting live coverage as well as the track. I mean, I think for the viewer, we're going to have more eyeballs that are watching. It's so much easier and more fun to watch. And I think people get an incredibly better understanding of the level of play that these women have. And I will tell you on let's see, it was Thursday, sitting on 18. Heiran Yu, she hit her second shot. It's a par five uphill all the way, and playing the girls playing from the tips. Heiran hit the flag on her approach shot on for two, and made the eagle. So, you know, and this girl, I had the good fortune to play with her in the pro-am, so I got to see a little bit of her game. She hits a very long ball and very true, and it's just a wow to see how well they play.
Debbie,
Just a wow.
I didn't ask you your opinion because you were just coming in. But and you say she hits a very long ball, and there are a few that really do. Should the ball be rolled back?
Well, you know, I think that we have to look at, is this for the pros? Is this for the amateurs? Is there going to be a differentiator for the ball? For me personally, please don't roll a back. I would like to get every yard
Well, you need
I
every
can.
inch you can
So,
get as a
you know,
recreational player.
who's the customer? Who is this? I remember at Pete Dye's inauguration into the World Golf Hall of Fame, and he was talking about how they ended up moving a tree at Sawgrass because Phil could hit around it so easily, being a lefty, and the amount of money it took to do that. And I just thought to myself, okay, well, what about the rest of us? I mean, you're spending all that money for one player because you have the players' tournament on television once a year. What about the rest of us players? I mean, it was there a different way you could have spent that money to make, or did you even need to spend it to make that course even better for us who are
And by the way, let Phil hit
so.
around it. That's why we watch these great players. We want to see them hit around it. We know we're never going to do it. I think leave it alone. I agree with
Yeah,
you,
well,
Debbie.
I do agree that, you know, don't continue to go farther. I may eat my words on that later, but I just as we age, I fight for every yard I can get.
Well, congratulations to all of the Founder Cup and, of course, Hoju Kim from Korea winning with 500 points and a lot of money. Nelly was right there as the American player. You've got to go a long way down the line before Gabby Lopez. I interviewed her
She had
last
a
year.
great tournament.
She had a great tournament, and I can't wait to talk to her this week, later this week here at the Ford. Interviewed her last year. Great video with Gabby. But then you've got to go all the way down the leaderboard until you get to the next American player at T19 with a bunch of them at T19 with Austin Kim there and Angel Yin. And then the next one is Ryan O'Toole at 27th place. So this is truly a global game, Debbie.
Oh, it's absolutely a global game. And interestingly, while sitting on the perch with Pia Nielsen, we had a conversation. She and Lynn Marriott have been tasked by Mike Wann and the USGA to look into why we only have, I believe she said it was four American gals in the top 100. So, what are we doing about this moving forward? So they're doing a little bit of information gathering for this task force, and Angel Yin kind of sat up on the perch for a bit with Pia to talk with her about some of her insights as far as what's going on, and as did our Pearl, and it was part of that whole NIL conversation as well, where the focus is more on what they're doing with social media and sponsorship rather than their games. And anyway, If we can get more Americans in the mix, I think we get more American eyeballs on the game. But I think that our 13 ladies smiling from above would just be amazed at how international this game is and the impact that they
We
had
miss
around the
them. We
world for
miss
creating the
them.
opportunity for women to play.
Absolutely, you're right. And we
So.
miss them and we love them. But listen, everybody, hold on. Don't move. Keep your seatbelt on. We're going to be right back in a moment after these very important messages from our sponsors. Hey, we got to give them the love, right? But they're giving you the love because these messages can help you with your game. Make sure you have a listen. And by the way, there are some new sponsors and new messages that will be coming your way very soon. And I'll be talking about those. I've already mentioned them a few times, but I haven't gone official. We'll be right back in one moment.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic T holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our golf performance center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
Greetings and welcome back to the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. Ray Adams here. Dr. Bob Denny is with us from the PGA of America. Craig Renshaw is with us, lifetime member, master instructor from the PGA of America. Debbie Wakus, one of our great women in golf, part of the segment right here from Golf for Cause. And Debbie, I want to come right back to you very quickly. We've got the Ford Championship this week and can't wait for being able to get out there and the things that Ford Motor Company is doing for this tournament. And they're not paying me one penny to talk about this. And they should be, by the way, but they're not. And I'm teasing. Tim Hovick out at Santan Ford, the various different fan interactive experiences. I was stunned a couple of weeks ago when I went to the media day and learned all about it. This week is chock full, jam packed, big time with fan experiences there at the wonderful, wonderful Whirlwind Golf Club. And it's all part of the Gila River community. Debbie, when you look at the Ford last year, and now we're looking at it this year and the growth of it, what do you make of it?
Oh, I think it's we're building off of some tremendous successes from last year. Saturday was a community for the tribal community, a clinic, and they pulled out all the stops, and it was just fabulous getting kids out there who've never set foot on a golf course before. And I think the thing we're battling the most right now is the heat. So there was a a popsicle truck that was out there, and food and water and all kinds of stuff. They will be giving out free water to all of the guests at the Ford, given the heat that we're having, which is unexpected. And there is a huge fan zone at 18 that will have misters. They've done a whole lot of extra things and spent some extra money in order to make sure that it's comfortable for people to come out. The community is so thrilled
Yeah.
that this is happening, and you can feel it. You can feel it. It's wonderful.
I interviewed the governor. Steve is such a great guy. I'm also working with a wonderful lady, Elise Marietta from the Gila River community. And she and I are talking about actually airing my television shows on their broadcasting network.
Oh, isn't
And
that nice?
who knows?
That
Let's
nice,
see
yeah.
where that's going to go. All right,
Well, I'll
Debbie, let
tell
me.
you that Emily Podzlinski has done just an
Oh,
incredible job
she's
leading this
amazing.
effort, and yeah, she's the bomb. So, good shout out to her and her
Well,
team.
the whole team, the whole team. All right. Well, I'll be out there later this week, folks, and we'll be interviewing the players, doing some videos. It's going to be a lot of fun. Those will be posted. All right, Debbie, I'm going to give you the final word because the guys and I have to jump forward on the show. Final word, tell us what's happening with Maryland's tee and the golf tournament, and give us the website and how the folks can get involved.
If you go to golfitforward.org, you will see that we have our annual Maryland Smith Scholarship Pro-Am and Sunday Tee. Meg Mellon and Beth Daniel are the honorees. We are so excited and did a little bit of some interviewing of them while at Founders Cup for our Ancestry Project. We'll be featuring Louise Suggs during the event, and they were both very close to Louise, so it's going to be quite special. And Louise being one of the founders of the LPGA. We are also excited that Mo Martin will be playing, Cheyenne Woods, let's see, Sandra Gall will be playing. We have a
Sandra
lovely
is
field.
coming.
Sandra is coming, and then we'll also
Wow.
have some Epson Tour players who will be on site, since
Okay,
Epson
great.
Tour is the same week
Yes.
as our events as well.
Yes.
So it's a little bit of a love fest with women's golf right now here in the
Isn't
Valley.
that great? All coming to the Valley, the Epson Tour. Well, I've covered that the last couple of years. We'll do that again, interview some of the Epson players. That is the developmental tour to get them up to the LPGA tour, and we know about that on this show, and we'll continue with in that direction. Meg Mallon, Beth Daniel, wow, two great ones, and lots of fun going on. Where's the event going to be?
So on April 27th, the Pro-Am will be at the Kierland Golf Club, and the Sunday Tee is at the Westin Kierland Resort and Spa. And we hope people will come out and bring junior golfers as well. I think that it's an incredible opportunity for our youth to be able to meet some of these movers and shakers in the golf industry and ask them questions and really get to know them.
All right, one more time, the date of the tee and the event and where it is.
Okay, April 26th and 27th. The 26th is the Sunday Tee, and the 27th is the Monday Pro-Am, all happening at Kierland, the Westin Kierland Resort and Spa, as well as the Kierland Golf Club.
And
Troon
we
Manage.
love it there, and we love Troon. One of the great sponsors of, I've worked with Troon on and off over the
Yeah.
years, Chris Strauss and all of the team. And
Yeah.
of
Nancy
course,
Dickens and her
Nancy
team are just
Dickens. Oh
great.
my
Yeah.
gosh.
She's the,
We all love,
yeah.
she's another one of the great women in golf, Nancy
Yeah.
Dickens. I'm going to call and see if I can get her on the show. We'll figure that out too. All right. So all of that's going on. You go to golfitforward.org. Debbie, thank you so much
Thank
for
you,
joining
Ray.
today and filling us all in on all of it.
Craig, it's good to be with you. Can't see you, but it's good to be with you. Bob, it's always great to
Thank
be
you,
with
Deb.
you.
Thank you.
All right, there we go. Debbie Waitkus, there she is. Golfitforward.org, guys. All right, Bob, I don't know if you have any more nuggets, but we're going to move on forward. Champions Tour, we had a little bit of an event out there, didn't we?
I have a nugget when you're ready.
Okay, go for the nugget. And then, Craig,
Okay.
I'll go with you with the Coller Guard on the Champions Tour. We'll both talk about that for a little while, both of you. Go ahead, nuggets.
It's Women's History Month, and shout out to tomorrow is a celebration of the birthday of Pat Bradley. whose brother of Mark is a PGA member, whose nephew is a former, now a former Ryder Cup captain, Keegan Bradley, and a major champion. Pat Bradley, many people don't know this, she had 25 top fives in major championships. She played in five of the current six majors, never played in a Women's British Open, and she won six majors, seven runners up.
Mm-hmm.
Great record by a woman who's really, really represents the LPGA so well.
Pat Bradley is truly one of the great women in golf from the tour. Her record is just stunning, and you could keep going and going and going on and on with it. When you look at it, well, like I said, she's just fabulous. So we're going to have a whole lot more to come on women's golf all this week. The Saturday morning show coming up, Great American Golf, will be in the middle of the Ford Championship, and we'll talk a lot of that. I'll be posting videos and interviews. I'll get some recorded interviews, things like that. I think that we've got a big, big week for women's golf here in Phoenix, Arizona. And we'll I'm sure hear more from Debbie and some of the great players. I have a fabulous video with Allison Corpuz, U.S. Women's Open champion, a while back. This is going to be a great week in Phoenix, Arizona for women's golf. Okay. Now, what about this Coligard Championship at the Nicholas Resort in La Paloma, right, in Tucson, Arizona? What about that event, Craig?
Nice event that they run down there in Tucson at La Paloma. And Stephen Eicher and Padraig Harrington went to a little playoff, one-hole playoff. And Stephen Eicher was able to win it, obviously, by making birdie over Padraig. And nice, fun event. Glad to see that. I think it was well-attended. You know, they might have run into a little bit smaller crowds due to the extreme heat and stuff like that. But from what I could tell, very well-attended, and the players seem to like the golf course.
Well, Team Alker, again, I'm going to reach out to him, and I've congratulated him on his win. But of course, Stephen Alker, a full 30-minute episode on my TV show. If you want to see that episode and learn more about Stephen Alker and get to know him up close and personal from his own words, you go to Match Play TV. Yes, that gets you to my Instagram and Facebook, but moreover, it gets you to my YouTube channel. And there you're going to have a zillion videos and television episodes. And Stephen is on there. A lot of videos from the PGA Golf Show here recently in, late January, so a couple months ago, PGA Merchandise Show. A lot of videos, a lot of great companies, some of which are coming on board with us as permanent sponsors. And what about this guy named Tommy Two Gloves Gainey, Bob?
Well, Tommy Two Gloves Gainey tied with my friend Zach Johnson for third.
Yeah.
And for a 54-hole performance, I think they're proving pretty darn good. And Zach's established himself now as a trender to chase the likes of Stephen Alker and Padraig Harrington. But Tommy Two Gloves always plays very steady. I've always been impressed with his ability to grind it out.
Well, me too. Now, he's won out here, so he knows that he belongs and that he can compete and that he can win. And he's right there at T3. But for a couple shots, he's in the playoff too. So congratulations to Stephen Alker, my buddy. And as I said, we'll probably be hearing more from him as we move forward. So great tournament in Tucson on the Champions Tour. Now, what about this guy named Justin Thomas? He said this last week, sponsors exemptions. Did you guys read this from JT? Talking about sponsors exemptions and about Tiger Woods. Here's what I read. Some players want them banned to favor current rankings. Justin Thomas says that's a losing move. His logic is simple. If a sponsor is putting up $20 million, they have every right to invite a needle mover like Tiger Woods to their event. Quote, "You're an idiot if you think otherwise," end quote. Justin Thomas says, reminding the tour that star power is what drives the ratings that pays the bill. At the end of the day, it's about keeping the sponsors happy so the purses stay huge. And then the end question in that article was, do you go with meritocracy as far as do you earn it? And if you don't earn it, you don't get it. Or do you go with entertainment? You're an idiot if you think otherwise as far as sponsors' exemptions. Craig.
Well, that's a toughie. I mean, they're getting rid of Monday qualifiers, so I don't think they'll get rid of sponsor exemptions. You know, they tournaments like Augusta allow their players to former champions to play in it anytime they want. They just book it into there. I think there's a way of doing it without having sponsors exemptions. You could say past champions could play up to, you know, 55 or something like that. So they may get rid of it. They'll just recall it something else or something. But, you know, he's right. You know, nobody's going to tell Tiger they can't play. That's the, you know, or even if Phil came back, nobody's going to tell these guys not to. You think if Jack entered the tournament this week, they'd say, oh, Jack, you can't play. If they knew they were going to get 5,000 more people, they'd do it in a heartbeat.
So it's not all about the money, Bob. It's only about the money.
It's also about viewership. And you got to think about, in this age of what have you done for me lately and what was 5 minutes ago, you got to absolutely have entertainment value in some respect to keep a product out there.
Why do you think they have Jack Nicklaus come to the booth? Why do you think they have Tiger Woods come to the booth? I mean, it's to keep people watching and everything like that. So, I mean, whether it's a sponsor exemption or they invite them into the booth to talk or anything like that, it's all the same idea.
Very good. Very good. Well, that's JT's little take on everything. Bryson DeChambeau wins again on LIV. Is he warming up, Bob, for a Augusta event?
Yes, he is definitely warmed up, that's for sure.
And he's the hottest golfer on the planet right now.
And his pocketbook may be just sizzling right now, but he defeated Mr. John Rahm in the playoff, and he's been just a sort of a, what's the word?
He's a firebrand against the DP World Tour.
Yes. He is the moment of talk. And we said earlier on this, I said earlier that who's going to blink first, the DP World Tour or John Rahm? Well, the focus is the Ryder Cup's not even close yet. Someone's going to blink. Someone's going to happen the moment. I know it's going to happen. It's just going to be a matter of time. Who's going to blink first? And according to Shane Ryan of the Golf Digest, he doesn't believe that John Rahm should have any kind of other exemptions or dispensations, we used to call it in the church, because he is John Rahm. And the other people accepted the penalties, six events. And believe me, the DP World Tour is looking out for its survival, and they have to have these rules in place. And they've done the best they could with what they had, and everybody's accepted it except Mr. John Rahm.
Yeah. Craig, you know, John Rahm is telling the DP World Tour, forget it. I'm not paying you any $3 million, and I don't care. I'm not going to do it. Is he right? And then what happens with him then? Because that puts him outside of the Ryder Cup. Isn't that right, Bob? It puts him outside of the Ryder Cup.
He has to make the required events to be in considerate to be a DP World Tour member.
Go ahead, Craig. Is he doing the right thing right now, or are we with him?
No, they said that's the rule they set. That's the rule they set. He's hoping either that he plays well enough in the majors that he acquires enough points from events that he's going to play in, or they're just going to bend. And, you know, at the end of the day, he thinks he's bigger than all them, and that's great. I think he blinks in the end if he wants to go down. But at the end of the day, Jon Rahm thinks he's that and everything, and so more power to him. Let's see.
Well, I don't know why he just doesn't pony up the $3 million, give it to him, playing a few events, and then it's all over. I think it's a tempest in a teapot. Why is he being so difficult? It's not like he needs the money. I mean, a couple of live tournaments, he's got it back. Forget about how many hundreds of millions he's got in the bank already. I mean, this is not a big deal. But it's becoming a big deal. And Rory's going to get involved in it somehow because that Rahm has got to be on that European team. So, as far as the Ryder Cup coming up in Ireland next year. Okay. What about, I mean, Bryson is the most interesting man in golf still, and he's coming into a Masters. What do you think his chances are, Craig, at the Masters?
He's got to putt well. If I remember about last year, he didn't putt real well and he didn't hit his wedges real well. If his wedges and everything is where it needs to be, then he'll be where he needs to be. He'll be in, he'll be around there, and that's all he wants to do. I mean, he was around there with Scotty last year, but his wedge game and putting weren't where they really needed to be. Jokingly, we used to say in Tiger's heyday, it was a par 68. It's definitely a par 69, 68 for most of these players out there now. So, if his short game is where it needs to be and he's putting, there's no reason Bryson won't be around there.
I would like to see him there on the back nine on Sunday, and let's find out what happens. Okay. When when you look at it, we've got some events coming up. We're going to get through all of those, both the men and the women. But I love this time of the year as we build toward the championship season. It's just, I think, a fantastic time of the year. But Tiger has been put on the players list to be playing at Augusta. And Bob and I spoke about this the other day. Craig, I can't wait to hear from you. Is this a pile of poop, to put it in very elegant language? In other words, is this a teaser from the Augusta Masters committee to get more eyeballs on the television and to help, the networks and to, gin up the fans? They call them patrons, which I respect. Or is Tiger very seriously thinking about playing? Now, you are not here to be able to hear about from Dr. Lanny. Bob will fill us in on what Dr. Lanny said, and I'll go to Bob in a minute. But Craig, what about Tiger Woods playing in the Masters?
If he wants to be a part of it, that's great. Do I think that, he's got a chance to play or play well? No, I don't. It's trying to get something started to make people think, and that's great. I don't really think it's going to matter much, that much, truthfully.
Bob, what did Dr. Lanny's?
I go with Dr. Lanny, and he said, well, he's very shocked to hear him enter in the field. He says he will definitely not make the cut, according to Dr. Lanny. And but I do he thinks it's ego above it more than and a lot of things that enter into it. But it's also quality of life, quality of movement. And I looked the anatomically. When I was a young man, I really wanted to be a biologist. I loved this. I wanted to be a doctor at the time because I was exploring what's the push, what can you could do with the human body? What can or cannot you do? I've watched a lot of people in athletics fight the pain to try to compete. Lindsey Vonn is a perfect example, trying to be out there again when she's getting banged up, Well, this guy, Tiger, one of the greatest players in history, pushed the envelope so much to get to the level he wanted to be. And I think sometimes you get at a breaking point. So my long answer to your short question is, I just don't. I'm not betting on this to be at this moment. It's a game time decision, as they'd say in sports, right?
It's a game day
Well,
decision.
the reason they're doing this, Ray, is because if he can't play and they sit there and say, oh no, his golf game is done, then they ruin it for all the other tournaments that he possibly might play, which means now they're making him a ceremonial golfer, which means do you bring him out there on Thursday morning to hit the ceremonial first tee shot with all the other ones? That's what they're trying to keep from happening right now.
All right, guys, we are winding down, and I'm going to give you the last word, Craig, and then I'm having Bob give us the last word there. I will have one or two little announcements from sponsors at the tail end. But Craig, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate you
You're
so
welcome.
much. Always glad you're there. And we'll be back this Saturday, everybody, with Great American Golf right in the middle of the Ford Championship on the LPGA Tour, playing right here in Phoenix, Arizona. And you want to get there and find out all the special events going on. you can find them. Whirlwind Golf Club, just unbelievable. And of course, the Gila River community. And brought to you by Ford. There's so much to talk about when you talk about the LPGA Tour. I think the best news in golf week in and week out worldwide is the LPGA Tour. And thankfully, they're back in Phoenix for the Ford Championship. Make sure you're part of that. Craig, final word on what's going on with you or what the folks should be doing with their game.
Well,
Anything from you?
temperature has gotten quite hot in where I used to live. Make sure you're properly hydrating. You're going to see the golf courses change because the grass is going to change very, very quickly. So you're going to start to see greens get bumpier. You're going to see the Bermuda come to life really, really fast if it hasn't already. So just be aware of course conditions changing. You're going to see watering patterns change. Golf courses will get a lot longer too now. So just be aware of that.
Absolutely. Bob, final word from you.
Well, it's back to indoor golf without the NCAA tournament tonight, and it's Jupiter Links versus Los Angeles Golf Club, and 3 miles my doorstep in SoFi Center. ESPN coverage, 9 o'clock Eastern, and on the Jupiter side, Tiger Woods team, Max Homa, Tom Kim, Kevin Kisner. On the other side, in L.A., Justin Rose, Tommy Fleetwood, and Sahith Theegala.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we're going to be watching for Rory's back spasms. We're going to be watching JT as he continues to recover and climb the leaderboards. We are going to be watching for Tiger Woods and what happens with him over the next couple, 2 or 3 weeks. We've got great schedules on the Champions Tour, the LPGA Tour, as we've been talking about, and of course, on the PGA Tour as these events our warm-ups for what is the beginning of championship season at Augusta Golf Club for the Masters. Lots more of that to come. And we're working on getting a Masters champion on the show with us very soon. I think it's going to happen, folks. I have a pretty good feeling it will. All right, Dr. Bob and Craig, thank you so much. We'll be back with these gentlemen this coming Saturday morning on Great American Golf, right in the middle of the Ford LPGA Tour Ford Championship. Folks, the Golf Puck is a specialized, patented, and portable training aid. It is designed to improve your aim, your alignment, your ball positioning on the range, on the green, or even in bunkers. They are durable, rotatable tools. They're used with rods, and you have a 1, 3, or 4 puck system. The puck is the center where the rods plug into, and then you can conform them, align them in different ways to help you with your golf alignment. You want to lock in consistent, repeatable setups for every club in your bag. Again, the golf puck is designed to help you with your alignment, your ball placement, and a swing path for full swings, chipping, or putting. You can buy a single puck, a three puck, a four puck configuration. They're all there available. You want to go to Golf Puck, P-U-C-K, golfpuck.com. I can only tell you that I love my golf puck, and I think you're going to love yours too. Golfpuck.com. Make sure you get it and get it in your hands, out in the range, and practice. And by the way, thanks to Antelope Hills Golf Club here in Prescott, Arizona. I'll be out seeing the director of golf, one of our great friends of the show, Justin Henderson, this week. I'm up in Prescott, Arizona all week and working, and then back down to the Valley for the Ford Championship. You all have a fabulous week. Thank you so very much for joining today. We'll be back with you this Saturday on Great American Golf on the Golf News Network. GolfNewsNet.com is where these shows start.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.